Every time our next guest comes on, I imagine her sitting in her classroom looking at the rowdy little children and orchestrating them back and forth. Well, from that auspicious beginning has come a science, nemology. She is the purveyor, the inventor, the discoverer, whatever you want to say. She has written several books, Know the Name, Know the Person, probably the most famous. That's her first. Know the Name, Know the Spirit, Know the Name, Know How to Connect. The science of names, of what you're being called, and what that means for your character, for your relationships, all those absolutely fascinating. Sharon Lynn Wyeth, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Daniel, always great to join you. Always a pleasure.
Let me give your website real quick. KnowTheName.com is the website. KnowTheName.com is her website. And also, we're going to take as many calls as we can get in as Todd can handle. So 844-769-2944. I'll say it again slow. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Just go ahead and call in, and then I'm going to talk to her for a minute here, and then we'll open up the phone. So go ahead and get in. Go ahead, Sharon. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I just wanted to say that at the end of the very last show that we did together, there was a gentleman that called in and gave me a name that had this fabulous AH in it that I always love to see because it means you're working for God. And then it had these three other combinations that were just horrible and just horrible. And it was at the tail end, so I didn't get to say much. And of course, and his response was
the name?
He didn't say what I thought. I don't even remember. It was some name that, he said right at the end of the show, that's the person
who did a lot of burials
for the Clintons. Okay. And that, but I really started looking at that AH afterwards because of his question and because I saw those other three combos that were just horrible in his name. And I started thinking about it and I thought AH does mean that you're working for God. But then I started thinking, who is your God? So my God is the source of all that is, but some people's God is money. Some people's God is the devil or Satan or Satan, however you want to pronounce it. You know, who is your God? The AH says you're working for God, but it's who that person puts in that position. So I just thought I'd clarify that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you did. I wish we could remember the name. If the person who wrote that in, please call in again and give that name so we can get to the bottom of this mystery here. Obviously, everybody on their mind is coronavirus, COVID-19, Dr. Fauci, masks, tests, whatever. That's going. Where does nemology lie in all of this? What can we gather from your work?
Okay, well, first of all, when you mentioned the doctor's name, I've looked at that name and literally looked at it and said I wouldn't believe a word out of his mouth.
I was just about to say con artist. That's what comes to mind.
When I first heard that name, because a different doctor that I know, a medical doctor, was quoting him, and I said, what's this doctor's name that you're quoting? And she told me, and I said, well, I wouldn't believe a word out of his word. You know, I didn't know anything about him because I kind of shelter myself. I don't want all that negativity of all that news coming in. Anyway, coronavirus is a really interesting name, Daniel. It starts
back up. I don't even know his first name. Hold on here.
Igor.
For new list, hold on. I'm doing a bad host. I'm sorry. Let me back way up. For new listeners, why don't you give a little bit about what is nemology, what do you do, and what in the world we're about to talk about before we just go right into it. Just do that, and I'm going to try to find that doctor's first name while you do.
Okay. What I do is nemology science, and I spell it N-E-I-M, ology, or the study of names, because you can't trademark the word name. I spelt it in the Latin version of the Latin word for name, and that's why it's spelled N-E-I-M instead of N-A-M-E. Anyway, when I was a teacher, I started seeing patterns in the kids' names. And when I was doing a seating chart without knowing the names, my brain was telling me whom not to sit next to where and everything as if I already knew the kids. So that gained my curiosity. I sat down and wrote down what I was thinking about every child. And then I put those notes away and said, I'll look at it at winter break. I want to get to know my students for who they are. When I read my notes 3 months later, I was astonished at their accuracy. So my brain is thoroughly trained in patterns since I majored in math in college and I have my master's. And so I thought, okay, that my brain's picked up some kind of patterning in their names. What do I need to do to make it conscious? So it took me 15 years to figure out all the patterns and all the nuances in there. And then I went and tested it in over 70 countries for the next 3 years because I already had a network because I was already going places and talking on a different topic. And so I just said, hey, you know, can I come and talk on this one now? And so that's why it's so accurate today. And it's literally the study of the placement of the letters in the name. So what I did was I matched what combinations in a name and what do they mean? How do they translate? Like I was just talking about, the AH means that you are working for God. Now, when I tested this first before I brought it public was in the Bible. And at the very beginning in Genesis, it says that Abraham and Sarai's name was changed to Abraham and Sarah. And now they're on mission for God. Well, what he did is he gave both of them an AH because now it's Abraham and Sarah. They both have that AH. So that's what I was using. I was going through and testing the things that happened in the Bible. Do they support what I was guided to find in the letters and the combinations? So that's what Namology is. And what you can get out of Namology is the seven reasons that you're here. What'd you come to learn? What'd you come to do? That's all. There's seven reasons in everybody's name. And then what is the easiest way to go about it, or how to get the shortcuts to go about it and get it accomplished. So I always say your name will say, let's say it says that you have to get from LA to New York City. Then your name will say you might start off by walking, but you could later on figure out and say, hey, if I hitchhike, maybe I get there a little faster. Or if I stopped and earned some money, maybe I could take a bus. But your name always tells you how to get on the airplane and get there in the fastest route. And so that's why a lot of people call me. It's one, to get real clarity on what you're here to learn. Even the timing of when you're going to learn those things is in the name. And then how do you get on the airplane and do it the easy way?
Mm. Okay. That's a basic introduction. Very good. Let's go back to Dr. Fauci. His first name's Anthony. And also, I don't know if this means anything, but there's a online petition that people are trying, from change.org, trying to get signatures to vote him the sexiest man alive right now.
Sex appeal with his name. I'm sorry, guys. That shows up too.
Just to let you know. Anyway, okay. Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci. What do you see in that name that makes you a little distrustful?
Well, his whole upbringing was based on fallacies. And based on imagination and making things up, and you survive through lies and you can't tell the truth from a lie. Now, he's a very hard worker. He's very confrontational.
Hold on. What do you mean his upbringing? Is that in his name? So you're getting in his name that's what his name signifies? What do you mean?
Correct. Because the first name is always the essence of who you are. Your middle name, if you have one, is where you go when you're under stress. And your last name always represents your upbringing, your environment. You know, who's influencing you? And because guys don't change their last name, they get it their whole life. That means that this is from his parents and that was his upbringing. And in his last name, he brings around people to him that don't know the truth from a lie, that are learning how to lie better, you know, how to persuade people to do what they want to do. And he came in his name. He's very likable, according to his name, and a hard worker, and he means well, but he's basing all of his actions on something that's not true. It's like building your house on sand.
You know, apparently he's real good friends with the Clintons, by the way.
Oh, well, not surprising.
Bingo.
So with the Clintons, which I find is very interesting, is that both Bill and Hillary Clinton, they both have two L's in their first name. Clinton has one L in the last name. And when you have three L's in a name, it means that there will be violence. So you are either the recipient of the violence, the victim, or you are the perpetrator of the violence, or you are both. So the other letters in the name tell you which way to go. Okay? Ooh. And both of their names indicate that they are perpetrators of violence.
What are some other things like that we need to know? So if I'm going to name a child, I don't want three L's in the name. Okay. What are some other this kind of red letter, you know, danger, Will Roberts danger things that we need to know?
Okay. So I'm going to look at the CO at the beginning of coronavirus or COVID-19. Doesn't matter. That CO is right there. CO, if a child was going to be named something that started with a C-O, knowing what I know today, I would suggest to the parents to change it to a K-O. You get the same sound, but you have a different exhibition or different vibration that goes with that, because the C-O is the most controlling combination out there. They have to be in charge of everything. It has to be their way. They are always right, because they will never believe that they ever make a mistake or they're wrong. I mean, how dare you suggest that they're wrong? And it all comes out of fear. So because they are afraid that if they don't do it and if they don't take charge, it's not going to get done right according to their definition of right, that they're always, you know, working off of fear. And you look at coronavirus, and it's very controlling. It's limited our freedoms, because now we're all sequestered. Or
well, we've allowed it to limit our freedom.
Correct. And it's bringing up a lot of fear in people. Okay. So that is right there in that CO. And so that's a very difficult combination to have. Like, look at the name Nicole. Even it doesn't matter where the CO lands. Those people are going to be very controlling at times and need to be right at all costs. They would rather lose a friendship, break up a marriage, whatever it takes, and able to maintain their belief that they're right in what they're doing. A really difficult combination to have.
So like Conan O'Brien. I was thinking of a CO exactly. name. So like Conan O'Brien. So he's basically half a lunatic, you're telling me.
I'm saying that he is a control freak. Being a lunatic.
Okay.
It's somebody that has to be in charge. They have to have things done their way. Now, a lot of these people you'll find in very powerful positions or the bosses or whatnot, because they take over. Okay. And then you look at the rest of the name. So these people can be incredibly likable. Like if a name starts with a CO and ends with a Y, like in Courtney. Okay. Very likable. And yet they still have that need to be in charge and in control. And when a name starts with a C, just the C by itself, my mnemonic device to remember that is charming and charismatic, to cover their need to be in charge and in control. So it's easy to be fooled, because you think they're wonderful because they're very charming and charismatic, but it's really so that you don't mind giving them the control that they need over what's happening all around.
Wow, you just probably, what percentage of the population has a name starts with C? Jeez,
that's a lot. I mean, enough, because it's one of 26 letters. But what I'm saying is that how they exhibit that, like there's other letters that can come through, and how they exhibit that, like the Y, if the name ends in a Y, like I said in Courtney, very, very likable. So you don't mind letting them be in charge.
What would be a name, if you saw this name, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I couldn't deal with this person. Like Charles or like what?
No, Charles people are very kind. They just do things the hard way, you know.
Okay.
And so you look at it and you go, that's their issues, not our issues. But there's a few names that I personally have a hard time with. Not that somebody else would have a hard time with, but when you compare it to my name, it's a difficult
combination. Oh, so it's how you – okay, so it's how you relate, how you guys interconnect with your two names says a lot.
Correct, because you always compare two names. Like I do that when I'm helping HR departments decide whom to hire and who's going to be good at what, and are they going to work well with the team or the people that are already there.
All right, I want to go in a totally different direction. So we got Uncle Kevin here. I just assumed everybody knew he was here because I was talking to him during the break. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be here. It's another great day in America.
Yes, it is.
And I'm excited that Sharon's on the show.
His name's Kevin, last name starts with an S. So if he wanted to find a girlfriend, is there a certain name? So his name's Kevin S. Is there certain names?
Okay, so let's talk about Kevin S for a minute. Okay? Kevin, do I have your permission?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so
be careful, Kev. Be careful what you agree to. You're going to be on the post office wall here in a minute.
I'm going to be depressed for the last next six months. Oh, okay.
So the KE is one of the best people to work for or with, because when they lead, everybody benefits. And they're always concerned with how other people are feeling, how they're doing. You know, so you get both the mind and the heart in their leadership skills. And
wow,
they always want to make
nice.
Sure.
Very good. I like it so far.
Okay. And then, okay, it always depends on, They start with that really good stuff. Then it depends on the rest of the name, whether they keep it or it bends or turns or whatnot. But right after that, in Kevin's name, it says, I am so likable. I'm charismatic. I'm sexy. You're just going to be drawn to me because you're going to love my sense of humor and you're just going to love who I am.
Oh, okay? That's very good.
You are the
Yeah, he takes back all those bad things he said about you. He takes them all back.
You're number one on my list after that. Thank you very much.
You're his favorite guest now,
Shrove.
Exactly. Okay, so continuing through his name, it says he's highly independent. You know, he doesn't rely on other people. He's self-sufficient. And then it ends in an N. Now, any name that ends in an N, now mine does too, it says that we are, now this is my mnemonic device to remember, we are anal retentive to the details and we can drive other people nuts with them. Okay, so we can talk details very, very well because our names end with an N. And that's true of anybody whose first name ends with an N. Okay, then I'm going to drop that into the last name. So I've got one letter to drop it into, and that's the S. And the S always stands for, when a name starts with an S, is that it stands for, my mnemonic device is SMART, school smart, which means you learn from the people around you, you learn from books, you're taking in information all the time. So because you like to party and have fun in your name, but you have a really good memory, and it means that the people around you expect you to be smart, so you've become smart because of all the influence and how you were brought up. Okay, so smart people take their qualities that are in their name and they elevate them. So you would be doing, and I just gave you a Reader's Digest form because every letter means a lot of things, but you would elevate all those wonderful qualities to the highest part because you were taught to be smart.
Excellent.
Okay, so let's get back to the original question here.
Who should I gravitate? What name should I gravitate to? Whose names should I stay away from?
So like, he's going to go online and he's going to look at all these ladies and he's just going to start eliminating by names.
Exactly.
So, so go
first
ahead.
Thing, bam, you're gone, lady. Out of here.
You're gone. Okay. Susie, sorry, can't talk to you, Susie. Yeah.
Well, that one I was going to say is a good one.
Susie's a good one?
Susie's a good one. Susan was the first name I came up with that would be really good for you. And the reason being is they're smart.
Holy
they have a
cow.
Sense of humor.
You don't even – hold on. Stop. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a damn minute. Did you talk to her before?
I just talked to her yesterday.
You have no – oh, my God.
Do you have a Susan in your life, Kevin?
Oh, my gosh.
We used to date 30 years ago. We just got back together. We just found each other again.
Well, it's a good match, unless she's got something in the last name that would counterbalance it. So, because she would have a good memory, she'd be a lot of fun, and she'd be smart enough for you, because you wouldn't handle dumb well, and neither would she.
Did he call you? I can't believe this right now.
That's crazy.
I'm stunned. Right, my jaw is on the floor right now. Did he call you yesterday?
Sorry.
I want you to swear right now. I want you to put your hand to the Bible and tell this audience. I can't believe that was
That was the first name out of her mouth.
I can't believe it.
It's unbelievable.
I wrote it down. The minute you asked the question, I wrote down what came to me was, this would be a really good name for him.
Wow.
Well, they've been fighting lately. We might as well get personal.
So the only reason they would fight is because one of them has to prove that they're smarter than the other one. Instead of saying, you can know that and I can know this and it's okay if we don't have to agree on the same interpretation.
She's mad that I didn't marry her 30 years ago.
Oh, well, you know, you're mistaken.
Oh my gosh! This is listen. What you just said was that. That's probably true. What he said, but what you just said is also true. While she couldn't kind of get over what happened 30 years ago is because of kind of what you just said. I don't want to get too personal here, but you're like I am shocked right now. I mean, Dionne Warwick is jealous right now. I just want you to know. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, you can always compare. I love that when somebody calls me and says, should I take his name or not? Okay? Because that also opens up to, this is what needs to happen for this relationship to work. You know, here's where you're going to push that one's buttons, and here's where they're going to push your buttons, and this is how to handle it. And if you can look at the thinking differently, you can make any relationship work. You know.
Okay. What? Name a couple more that I'd gravitate to, and name a couple to stay away.
Well, no, hold on.
All right.
We got about a minute or so for the break. We got callers too.
This is important.
Hold on. Is there a way possible that he can reconcile with this Susan? Is it they're too stubborn or they're too
Susan S too S.
Oh, I love the S.
Oh gosh.
Okay, but I'm a little bit jaded on S's because my name starts with an S, so you already see my prejudice towards S's. Okay, just to admit it up front, I like the S's. So I would look at this and I would start by saying, you know what, Susan, I made a mistake 30 years ago and I am going about correcting it now. So let's see where this goes because I don't want to make the same mistake twice.
He'll never say that. See, while you picking that up in his name too? He's stubborn as the two jackasses put together.
How does my name fit with Sharon?
Oh, Sharon. So you like to laugh and have fun and everything else. And my name, my birth name, is incredibly serious. I do not have one letter in there that says anything about fun. So let me tell you how I gained my sense of humor. My aunt said, "You have got to lighten up, girl. You know, you are serious all the time." I went to school. I got my straight A's. I worked. I went after school and I went and danced for 2.5 hours with ballet every day after school. And then I also took jazz and tap. And I was very serious and I practiced and everything else. I didn't have anything in my life for fun. There was nothing. I was so serious and determined. So when my aunt told me the summer between 8th and 9th grade, "Honey, you've got to get a sense of humor. You know, you're just boring as shit." And so I went.
Oh, my gosh. Jackass is in the Bible, but that word's not in the Bible, Sharon. Let's keep it the Bible words.
It's Kabbalah.
Okay. So after
here we go.
I gained my sense of humor.
Yeah, on the other way. And we're going to get to your calls. We're going straight to your calls after Sharon, we're having a good time. I hope you are, ladies and gentlemen. We've lost all control. No CO names here, so who cares?
Exactly.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. KnowTheName.com, Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
You know I love that bass line, ladies and gentlemen. What, this makes me think of the moonwalk on this feel-good broadcast. Of course, the Power Hour, or the Power Mall, that's where all these great I ate something during the break and I got it stuck in my throat. All the great products that you need right now, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin E, oreganol, oregares, Strauss heart drops. The heart drops help create nitric oxide in your body, which actually fights coronavirus. I didn't know if you knew that, ladies and gentlemen. The kidney formula. Kev, we're still hot on that kidney formula, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Just over the top about that. It's amazing stuff. Amazing.
We can't get your brother-in-law
to take it. Oh, there's 4 days in a row that I've only had to get up and go to the bathroom one time. 4 days in a row.
How long has it been that we've been doing this?
It's a little over 3 weeks.
Okay, so three weeks.
Wow. I've gone from getting up three times in a night. Now I only get up one time. That's 4 times in a row now. So
it's starting to change. It's starting to really make a difference.
Unbelievable progress.
Kidney support, CardioCom, Strauss Heart, the Strauss products are, you know, you talk about literally one of the greatest herbologists of the 20th century was Jim Strauss. His family, one of the greatest herbal families ever.
Ever.
3-century-old formula, that kidney formula. Do you think they didn't have that down cold? Yes,
yeah.
They did.
It's working for me, I'll tell you that.
There he goes at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Let's go straight to, we're the Sharone, knowthename.com is our website. We'll get our story as we go, if we get the lull in callers, but our lines are filled up, so let's go to callers. Dave in New York, you're leading us off here, buddy. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, and good morning, Sharone.
Good morning.
I think the seating arrangement in the classroom, that's why Daniel has Uncle Kevin sitting in the corner. the last time you were on, and that person mentioned a gentleman named Fahmy Malik, and by the end of that phone call, the guy calling was kind of like goofing around a little bit, but you nailed it. straight on. In fact, I remember the guy very well because it was me. And I hung up saying, boy, you really, there was no question about it. You nailed that one right to it. So today, our trick question, if you have it be that way, would be Andrew Cuomo. Now, Cuomo starts C-U-O-M-O. So what does a C-U have with a thing like Andrew Cuomo?
Okay, so this is somebody who is all about ego and wants to be known. It's all about how much attention can I get? How much power can I use? How well am I going to be known? He wants to be known in wide circles. And I will just tell you where I'm getting that from is see his last name ends in an O. Names that end in an O, like Marco Polo, want to be known. And look at, we still know Marco Polo because of the pool game. But anyway, names that end in an O, these are people that want to be known. So then you look at how are they going to get known when you're looking at the rest of the letters. Okay. So when you look at the rest of the letters, first of all, he is being controlled by others. See where that C for control is in the last name? The last name is always influenced by others. So he's being controlled by others. When you look at his first name, he's a workaholic. He's an expert at what he does. I'm not saying what he's done is good or bad. I'm saying, but he's good at what he does. Okay. And that he's learned that he doesn't want to keep making the same mistakes twice. So who is he pleasing? He's pleasing the people that are controlling him. And he's very good at pleasing the people that control him.
Go ahead.
Are the people that are going to control him, are they good people or bad people? So you look at the rest of the name, and they are manipulative people. So they don't have his
best interest. One last suggestion.
Yes.
Go ahead, Dave.
Uncle Kevin, next time Daniel's out of town for a little while, have the studio made into a circle, and then there won't be any corner to sit in.
Exactly.
I'll see you later.
Exactly.
No, but then... Or you can put him.
I have no light in this corner either. I'm just about 50 feet away from him.
Or you can put him in a round room and tell him to pee in a corner. That old joke. You could do that too. Anyway, anything else, Dave? Any other questions? That's good. That's a great question. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
I guess he's gone. Let's go to Deb in Oklahoma. And that's a cue. The lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. The next person can call in, 844-769-2944. Deb in Oklahoma, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Deb?
Well, thank you so much. My name also is Deborah with an A-H, and I'm curious. What would you like to tell me?
And first letter of last name also. So we need your first name and then first letter of last name.
W, and that's the married name.
Oh, great. So you married up.
Wow. There okay. You go, Deborah.
So I don't know what the birth name was, but W is one of the higher ones. Okay, so that's a good last name to have. It starts with a W. So like when I made up my own last name after I knew this science, notice I put a W there. Okay, so you went up. So, Deborah, so you're here to literally hold the light, sweetheart, and to learn and constantly learn and grow so that your light just keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. You come from so much heart, and you're really an expert at what you do, and you just cause people to feel good just being around you because you're a great listener, and you can listen between the lines of what they're really saying and then nail it when you give them advice back. Okay, and you have such a fabulous foundation of religion, spirituality. You got it all. So you're here as a light worker.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much.
Does that resonate with you, Deborah? I mean, does that mean anything to you?
I'm listening to this show, aren't I?
Wow, Deborah's snappy, too.
Smile, I mean, he always has that sense of humor. I tell you, I love him.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
well, Deborah,
can I have another little question?
Go ahead, Deborah.
Okay, a few shows ago, you talked about people with three L's in their name. Would you like to expand on that? And how about four L's?
It just makes it worse. The more L's they have, the worse it gets. But if you have three L's, you are either the recipient of violence, the perpetrator of violence, or both. And those people usually have a violent death. It's long and expanded, and it takes them a while to die, or they die.
Like William Wallace. Like William Wallace.
Yeah, that's a very good. We love William Wallace.
Yeah, remember William Wallace?
That's a great movie.
Braveheart? You know what I'm talking about, Sharon? The movie Braveheart?
Yes.
William Wallace. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
He was tortured to death.
He was had a very violent life and a tortured ending.
Right. Now, on the other spectrum of that, look at Lucille Ball. She was the recipient.
Oh, yeah. Desi. Desi was not the greatest.
So Desi smacked her around? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Well, and she went in for an operation that should have been nothing, and it ended up, you know, damaging her greatly. So, but look at all those L's. With Lucille, you've already got your three L's. And then with Ball, you've added two more.
Oh.
And it just made it worse. So, yeah, there's certain things like that I immediately look at. I mean, they like anytime a name has three L's, they scream at me. It's like, oh, my gosh, let's address this. Which side are they playing? You know, victim, perpetrator, or both. So there's a lot of information.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Deborah. It's very nice to talk to you. How's everything in Oklahoma? Everything okay?
Yeah, nice and quiet.
Okay, well, that's good news right now. That's good. Thank you so much for calling, Deborah. God bless you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Let's go to Tom in California. Tom in California, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi. It's Thomas Michael. The last letter of my name is R. Or do you need the last name?
Thomas Michael R.
R is good enough. We don't want to expose you on air.
Yeah, so, we don't. There's a lot of nuts out there, Thomas. We don't want to use your whole name out there. I feel bad enough I got my whole name out there. Anyway, go ahead, Tro.
So what would you like to know, Thomas? Or Tom?
Well, what does it, maybe a purpose?
Okay. Your purpose is to learn how to debate in such a way that you can actually logically move somebody from the position that they're sitting at to a different position. You came to learn how to do that. That was one of the things that you came how to learn. Okay, so that's one of your purposes. The other one is you have in your name where you can sometimes be, what do I want to call it? I don't want to say obnoxious, but you have a thing where you can just play and mess up with somebody's mind for the fun of it. Okay? And so it's like you're very strong, you're very mental, you're very good at being able to influence other people's minds. And so sometimes you come in and you play with that. And so part of that is a learning of how to do it so gently that they can laugh and learn together and not feel after they've left you that, oh, now it hits them that they were just put down or insulted. Okay? Because you've got this incredible, powerful mind. I would love for your mind for how it is if you were a lawyer and then come stand up and debate in a courtroom. You know, you would be excellent.
We got enough lawyers, Thomas. Do something else. Yeah. Don't, we got enough lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is you got that kind of a mind. Okay, where you can be a trial lawyer and really win a lot of your cases because of the way your mind works.
Does that mean anything to you, Thomas? Does that resonate with you?
Well, Daniel, this is Tommy.
Hi, Tommy. Yeah, the email. Hi,
you know
the
who I'm
emails.
Talking about?
Yeah, you email me a lot, right?
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah, hi, Tommy.
Right. And I think, you know, I try to bring out the truth, and sometimes I need to maybe not to be as aggressive.
Yeah, gentler.
Because they don't get it.
Yeah, because that's why
you say, like, Hitler?
Mind. No. Uh-uh. No, but you have incredible thinking ability.
Yeah, gives me something to think about. And Daniel, I'm trying to, the one email I said CINSTERNW with Gene, those are powerful. The most powerful ones I've ever sent you.
Okay, I don't know what you're saying. So you send it again and put in the subject, Daniel, this is Tommy, please listen. So do that, and then I can say I get a lot of emails.
Okay.
So That'll be narrow it down. Don't send me, you know, I love it when people send me information.
Don't send me
a 54 minute video. Oh, this video is the best video ever. I don't have 54 minutes to go to watch a video. I don't. I mean, it may be the greatest thing ever. It may be cure for cancer. I don't know. I don't have 54 minutes to watch this video. So narrow it down to, hey, watch minute 10 to minute 18 or something.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Thank you, Tommy.
Okay,
thank you.
It. And thanks, Daniel.
Yes, God bless you. Thank you for calling. Let's go to John in Colorado. John in Colorado. You're live on the air, John.
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Hold on. Todd, can you make him a little louder? He's a little light, I think. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, all your levity in these times. It's helped bring up my spirit very much.
Well, good.
I appreciate it.
I hope so.
Definitely.
So, John, what can we answer for you?
Well, I just wrote this question down. How can I manifest great abundance to help create a better, loving, cooperative world while maximizing my bliss and security and wonderful relationships with good-hearted, living, loving people?
Wow, that was pretty thoughtful, John. You,
very
golly.
Thoughtful.
You get that out of a book?
Last name, John.
Last name is Winslow.
Oh, okay. You're going to give me the whole thing. Don't say it again. Thank you. So in your John,
he's just kidding. It's really not, ladies and gentlemen. Exactly. It's really Smith. This is just forget he said that.
Yep, bam.
Okay, so John, do you spell your name with an H or without an H?
Yes, J-O-N-A-H-A-N.
Okay, thank you. That's all I need to know because those H's are great. Okay, so to answer your question, okay, you naturally nurture everybody around you and you take care of them, but you expect loyalty in return because you don't like it when somebody talks bad about somebody that you care about, you know, behind their back because you don't consider that loyal. So you're already manifesting really well the people that you're drawing to you. I would say the difference is you're drawing to you all these people who want to be nurtured and want to be loved, but you don't know who are the good guys that can receive it and will give back, and who are the guys that are just going to absorb it and run away with it. Okay? So to do that whole long sentence that you asked, I'm going to really say get the book, know the name, know the person, learn the system so you can tell who are the good ones that will help you go in that direction and help you manifest, because they're also manifestors because that's in their name, versus who's just going to pull on your energies and take your time but not help you with your dreams and what your goals are.
Thank you so much, and may all of your dreams from your heart and souls be manifested.
Oh, well, thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
That's very nice.
You know what's cool in his name? He's always going to look a lot younger than his years, than his chronological years. That's in his name. He will always look a lot younger than what his age really is.
So we're talking to Dorian Gray then.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a bit. Just don't burn the
wall.
Dorian Gray. I'm not a bad artist, but I'm not Dorian Gray.
Hey, very nice to talk to you, John. God bless you, buddy.
Thank you. God bless y'all.
Hey, are you from, wait a minute, you're from Colorado. I should ask Tom in California. I was going to ask him about California. How's everything going in Colorado? Everything going okay?
It's a little more open. People are moving around more. It's slowly clamping down little by little, but I want snowboard and paint, make love, but a lot of that is clamping down, you know?
Snow, paint, board, make love. I think that's all our ambitions in life. I think it's real. Very good, John. You're carrying the torch for all of us out there in Colorado, I guess. All right, let's move on. God bless you, John. Let's go to Dave in Rhode Island. Dave in Rhode Island, you're live on the air.
Hi. My name is David, and my last name begins with M.
M as in Mary? David M as in Mary?
Correct.
Okay, David M. There you go.
And what's your question, David?
He wants you to tell all about him. He wants you to tell the good things about him. inspire
David's
him.
David's one of my favorite names. When I started doing this, I had 8 Davids in my life, and that's the first name I went to dissect and from what I observed and what overlapped and whatever. I love the name David because it starts and it ends with God. Okay. And in between, you've got intelligence, you've got charisma, you've got independence, you've got sex appeal, you've got the manifestation ability. You can manifest what you want to have come true, because of that lovely M in your last name. You've learned how to do that. I'm not going to say it came easy when you were first learning how to do that, but you would have mastered it, you know, by the time you were 28 and older. And so, in the name David also, you have what it takes to see the whole and the parts. So, like, some names, it's like they're really good at the details, but they don't get the big picture. Other names are really good at the big picture, but if they had to imply something and get all the details done, they couldn't do it. They're just big picture people. You've got a balance in your name, and you've got observation skills, and you've got sensitivity skills to others. You just have one of these beautiful names, and I love the fact that the last name starts with an M, because that says you can accomplish all your goals in this lifetime as long as you don't get lazy. And one of the challenges in the name is you're such a workaholic, but sometimes you can be just lazier than lazy. Okay? So if you can monitor the laziness, all of your dreams can come true.
Wow.
I know what you mean about the lazy thing. you may not remember. I met you down in San Antonio. I don't know if it was the first class you gave there or what.
Oh, you're that David.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is this a setup?
Yeah, it's a setup.
You guys.
What kind of nonsense is this?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you were brought in because of somebody who had a lot of readings with me, and she wanted to take the class, if I remember correctly. This was years and years ago. And so yep. She talked you into coming in with her.
Well, actually, it was the other way around. I talked to her.
Oh. You wanted to take the class. She had private readings with me.
See, you said he was lazy. Look how motivated he was to bring his friend there.
Well,
I'd be offended,
the crazy
David.
Thing is, I met her at an expo 4 days before, and she only knew me for about a day and a half when I talked her into going to the class. But so she did.
And now you're married?
Yeah, are you married now and have children, or what's the deal?
No. I don't know who she's married to now, but it's not me.
I just remembered you guys came in together. See, my memory's okay. You know, that
there
was lots of years ago.
David, that was very good for you to call. You're in, where are you in? Rhode Island? How are things in Rhode Island? You okay in Rhode
Small
Island?
Small in Rhode Island.
Miserable. If you looked at the, what the guy's name? The guy that wrote the book Strategic Relocation?
Yeah, Joel Skousen. Yeah.
I have 0 stars. So what does that
mean? And who didn't know that? You got rocks up in Rhode Island. That's what you.
Well, so what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, David? Are you gonna move? Are you thinking about moving? What are you doing?
Yeah, I would love to, but you know, I'm a victim of economics, and I couldn't rent a tool shed for what it cost me to stay here. But
wow. Well,
paying
now,
a price for it in other ways, you know.
Now Sharon just told us that you can do anything that you put your mind to.
She did.
So you start imagining yourself in this. I believe that here within the next year, you're going to be in a place that you feel completely safe and completely happy. That's what I believe. How about that?
Okay. Wow. Now, David, here's your mantra. Are you ready?
Yep.
Whatever we think about, we can bring about. So whatever you think about,
like
you can bring about.
All right.
Excellent.
There you go. Hey, thank you, David, so much for the call. Sharon, we only got a couple minutes. I have another, Uncle Kevin, we have a good friend, Dave. I'm not going to say his last name. We have another friend named David. David, but his name starts, last name starts with a D, as in like David.
Yeah, like David.
D like David. So does that, I thought of that because David M, David D, how does that change the outlook?
Okay. So what I said about being able to manifest what you want and everything, that goes with David M, not necessarily with David D, unless he's got some other letters in that last name that's taught him how to do so.
Well, he keeps wanting to move. He's kind of like this, David. He wants to move. He's wanting to move all day. He's been talking for 20 years about wanting to move, and he never moves.
Yeah, but he doesn't do it.
Right.
You know, it's like the get up and go sometimes has got up and gone.
No, but look, this guy is a real go-getter, though. I mean, he's a cool guy. I love David D. I mean, I love him to death. But he needs something. What would help him get going, okay, you know?
So love him to life instead of loving him to death. Okay, that's a start with. Put the energy out there a little differently, please. On his, he has to be really motivated that something's interested to him, because his name says he'd be slow getting started, but once he gets started, he's a steamroller until it's done. Okay.
That's him. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's to get up and get going and to give him those mornings that are quiet. And so like if I was David D, I would start my day at 10 or 10:30 in the day and then work later into the night, because that way he has enough time in the morning to piddle around and do his thing and slowly wake up and get going. But
no,
once
he's
he
going
starts,
at about 5:30
yeah,
in the morning.
He gets up
about 4 o'clock in the morning,
right.
I think.
Yeah. He's an early
because
person.
Because he needs his private time. It's because he needs that private time before he's got to be at work at some ungodly hour, right? So I would say let him sleep in. Because,
okay, I got to ask you that. I got to cut you off. We only got about a minute. I want to ask you this question. As the world and whatever, you always have a good overview, spiritual view. What's your view of kind of where we are? Are we transitioning into an ascension period? Are we coming into tyranny? What are you feeling? What are you seeing?
I think that this is an ultimate battle between the light and the dark, and I think we've been promised that the light's going to win, and we all get to hold it and hold that energy and hold that promise, and believing in that promise and knowing that it's going to be made manifest is what's going to get us through this upcoming time period.
Excellent.
And do you see a lot of worse things coming with this virus?
Not with this one, but you know, they were making three. They didn't just make one. And so this was their trial one, and I think it was aimed for the U.S., and it accidentally got escaped out in China first, which gave us a nice forewarning, so it's not as bad here as it would have been. But I don't think they're done with us.
God protects the fools, drunks in the United States of America.
Yep.
Wow. We're
that
so
is
lucky.
Correct.
We're so, we have no idea the miracle that happened on this country and what this country represents. We're losing that idea. Do not lose that idea, ladies and gentlemen. Please, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That is America. Anyway, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, knowthename.com is the website. It is a pleasure to talk to you. You have several books. People should check them out. They can also do personal readings. It's always fun to have you on, and we can't wait to have you on again, Sharon.
Thanks, Daniel. Love joining you and Kevin.
Thank
All right.
you.
God bless you, everybody. Have a fantastic weekend. And think about what you want for the future, because it's all there for you. Just believe it, see it, feel it. You know, all these things. Hold it. What was the thing that you said, Sharon? Are you still there?
Whatever we think about, we can bring about. That's actually a quote by Uri Geller. I'll give credit where credit's due.
Healthy, success, healthy, happy, successful, and free. God bless you.
Yes.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, Numana food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9888.